Friday, February 14th. I had pretty much accepted the fact that I wasn't going to the sweetheart dance, but I still felt disappointed, hurt, and just plain miserable. I must have been pretty traumatized by the whole thing because I had the most horrible nightmare. It was the night of the sweetheart dance, and I was at home putting dishes in the dishwasher and feeling kind of depressed about my life. Suddenly, my fairy godmother appeared and waved her magic wand. She turned my heart PJs into a beautiful evening gown and my bunny slippers into glass slippers. Then she waved her wand again and turned Brianna's Princess Sugarplum magical flying car with real working headlights into a life-size limo and Brianna's baby unicorn into a chauffeur. OMG, it was like I was Cinderella or someone. And when I arrived at the sweetheart dance, Brandon was dressed like a prince and standing there waiting for me. We danced the night away and had a wonderful time together. It was so romantic. Then, at the stroke of midnight, Mackenzie was crowned sweetheart princess and my fairy tale turned into a horror story. My gown and glass slippers turned back into my PJs and bunny slippers. And my limo and chauffeur turned back into the Princess Sugarplum magical flying car with real working headlights and baby unicorn. OMG, I was so embarrassed to be at the school dance in my pajamas with Brianna's toys. Everyone was laughing at me. Even Brandon, Chloe, and Zoe. But this was the really scary part. Suddenly, Mackenzie turned into this huge monster with pointy teeth, and she started growling and chasing me around the dance. I barely escaped by galloping away on baby unicorn. It was probably the worst nightmare I'd ever had in my entire life. I woke up in a cold sweat, but this was the crazy part. Even though I was wide awake and staring at the ceiling, I could still hear Mackenzie, or something, growling. Grrr! 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 And it seemed to be coming from outside. I rushed to my bedroom window and cautiously peeked out, half expecting to see a glammed-up monster in a tiara terrorizing the neighborhood. OMG. I couldn't believe my eyes. It was a total blizzard outside. Overnight, we gotten a whopping 9 inches of snow. And the growling sound I dreamed about was actually Dad's snowblower. All of the schools in the area were closed, including WCD Middle School. That's when it hit me. OMG. Our sweetheart dance was probably canceled as well. I felt so sorry for my BFFs and all of the other girls at school. I'm sure they were super disappointed. I usually enjoy when school is canceled due to snow, but today I just felt kind of numb. So, as a special treat to try and cheer myself up, I decided to make homemade double chocolate fudge. Brianna, why are your handprints in my double chocolate fudge? Luckily, I was able to cover up Brianna's handprints by sprinkling those cute little Valentine heart candies over the top of the fudge. BTW, I called Chloe and Zoe to get an update on the sweetheart dance. They had good news and bad news. The bad news was that the dance had in fact been canceled due to the snowstorm. However, the good news was that it's rescheduled for Friday, February 28th. Of course, they were disappointed since they were all geared up to go to the dance tonight, but I reminded them that the new date is only 2 weeks away. Anyway, after lunch, Brianna and I gave Mom and Dad their Valentine's Day cards and some of the fudge I'd made. Of course, they loved everything. I was a little shocked to receive a goofy text from Brandon. Happy Valentine's Day! sitting here eating your box of chocolates and thinking of you. In spite of the blizzard outside, the Category 1 hurricane inside, also known as Brianna, and my very dark and stormy love life, I actually managed to survive Valentine's Day. I just wish I had some magical glue that could fix all of the broken hearts in the world.